It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick, Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning.
Wednesday, April 10th.
Live from Mercedes-Benz Studios. And this hour, this power hour, brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the tire decision guide. See the full line of Goodyear tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, and mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Again, I'm Steve, El Hombre Más Guapo, Covino.
Nope.
So everybody calls me
your
that.
Mom calls you that.
And that is Rich Davis. Joel's on the ones and twos. Danny G, super producing at 877-99 on Fox.
I mean, we had a lot of fun first hour, but I feel like there's one major takeaway. Has nothing to do with the NBA. Has nothing to do with wrestling or
I know.
The Masters.
What, that Giancarlo Stanton looks good in a Speedo? In a singlet?
There's two takeaways from hour one. Covino pictures Stanton in a singlet as a wrestler.
Yeah.
And Ozzie Guillen might have the quote of the year.
You can't pull fat. I could be here and you can't pull fat.
You can't pull fat.
You can't pull fat. You could pull muscle. You can't pull fat.
The explanation as to why there's more injuries in sports, Ozzie Guillen.
You know what? When my girlfriend asks me why I'm not going to the gym and I'm getting lazy, I'm just going to quote Ozzie Guillen. Well, you know what?
Why are you getting lazy?
Clearly you haven't heard. Everybody's talking about it because you can't pull fat. That's why.
And there's something to be said about it a little bit. Like we were saying, think about those times where maybe you're sick, you're vacationing, you're off, and you don't go to the gym for a week or so. You might feel mentally off, like, man, I got to get back to the gym. But you probably feel a little looser physically.
Looser, limber. Yeah, I got back-to-back flus, I feel like, in the past month, so I haven't hit the gym. I haven't felt this loose and limber in a long time. So, Ozzie Guillen... he's onto something.
Listen, I'm with you, so don't take it as offense, but you probably feel soft. And you're like, oh, where's my muscle tone?
Nah.
But you probably feel good, though.
Nah, you just flex. I just flex in the mirror. That's my new workout. Calisthenics. I'm like Bruce Lee now. I'm just flexing.
Can't pull fat.
Enough of the weights. So anyway, I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich. And we're going to go to your phone calls and feedback. If we don't get to your phone calls, hit us up at Covino and Rich at Fox Sports Radio. We're the most inclusive show on radio. We love including you guys. Thank you for hanging out with us.
If you're a fat guy and you're in the dating scene, put that on your Tinder or Bumble profile. Big guy. ... Can't pull fat.
Can't pull fat.
Can't pull fat.
877-99 on Fox. Again, the story yesterday was the Suns were just embarrassed. There's a few embarrassing stories. Devin Booker's in the news. Maybe we'll get to this later.
That's not him with the hair, is it?
There's a viral video, some burner account called Mark Jackson's Burner posted, "Tell me this isn't Devin Booker." And it was some bald dude getting a toupee put on. You know how they like glued down the toupee and and they become viral videos? It's definitely my algorithm.
Yeah, they shave the bald spot.
They shave
then
the
they
bald.
Put that special glue down.
And it looks so good, right? You know, they're doing this, and the rumor was, yo, that's Devin Booker. And it got so viral that he actually addressed it, and he goes, y'all got me messed up on this, LOL. It's not me.
The fact that he addressed it is amazing. It's like, yo, that stupid video got into Devin Booker's algorithm, and people are hitting him up.
You know what? That in itself shouldn't be the stigma we make it out to be. Like, you shouldn't be that embarrassed to want to look good. Like, Seinfeld. Have you seen Seinfeld got his hairline back? This is the biggest hairline comeback since LeBron James. Seinfeld in the finale for Curb.
His hair looked pretty good.
He got like 4 inches back on his hairline. He looks great.
Rewind a couple years, Seinfeld was sort of starting to shave his head a bit because he had
What's the deal with hairlines?
I mean, he was sort of losing, you know, he was losing the hair.
I don't think we should be embarrassed to try to look our best and maybe maintain. I don't think these little tweaks here and there are only meant for guys like Jerry Seinfeld,
but Seinfeld,
Devin Booker. But Devin Booker says it's not him anyway.
Seinfeld took 10 years off his life.
So he was a little embarrassed by that. And then the Suns are down to the Clippers 35-4.
Man.
In a big game, 35-4, people were like booing, like, what? And they had no Harden, no Kawhi. So based on that, we're just saying the most embarrassed you were by your team, or maybe the most embarrassing story you have.
Again, it wasn't a must win, but like sort of.
Yeah, well, now you matter. But, yeah.
Well, look, you want to be a top six team because you want to avoid the whole annoyance of the play in. You rather rest, rather get ready for the actual postseason. But right now, the Suns sit in the 7th seed, and they're going to have to play the Kings if things stay as they are. So Danny G this morning, while we were having our little coffee pre-show meeting, he said, "What was the most embarrassed you've been?"
You weren't embarrassed, Rich, last year when the Mets had Edwin Diaz bobblehead day, and he was out for the season.
When they had a Timmy Trumpets bobblehead, and it's like, yeah, you mean the guy that got hurt in the World Baseball Classic?
That's embarrassing.
That was,
because there's so much hoopla around it.
I thought you were going to say, wasn't I embarrassed as a Mets fan, and you had a list of things.
Oh, yeah, I mean, there's several.
The number one for me is it's not last year when they had Verlander and Scherzer, and they were coming off a 100-win season, and they stunk it up. It wasn't that. It wasn't playoff misses. The Mets, to me, there was one year. I'm going to take you back. Now, again, if you're not a Mets fan, you may forget this, but you're asking me what the most embarrassed I've been by my team is.
Take it back. Do 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 do. Take it back.
It's been a long time now. The year was 2007, which, damn, is what, 17 years ago? Holy crap! I was in my 20s.
I wasn't even a dad yet.
2007. The Mets are coming off a playoff year. Remember the year where they should have won it all with David Wright and Reyes and Delgado and Cliff Floyd? It was the year after the Endy Chavez catch that should have took them to the World Series. So it was the next year. They had 90-something wins. They were like in the mix. That was one of the years the Mets collapsed. On the last day of the season, if they win, they get the wild card. If they lose, they're out. I couldn't find a friend to go to a game with me. For some reason, that day, all my Mets fan friends were like, yo, dude, I'm busy. You know, it was a Sunday afternoon. Can't go. I was a single guy. No wife or kids back then. I bought one solo ticket. I've never done that before. I went to the old Shea Stadium, field level, inside those orange cage seats. Remember the orange cage type seats at the old Shea Stadium?
I do, yeah.
I sat there by myself.
The most glum throwback to the 60s stadium ever.
The old Chase Stadium, Danny G. I'm field level because it's the
Did
last.
Did the sun ever shine on that stadium?
It's the last day of the year. Yeah, one time in 1986.
No, there was like a constant glummy, gloomy haze over that.
So I'm at this Mets game by myself. One ticket, field level. I'm like, Mets win, they're in, let's go. Tom Glavine's on the hill for the Mets against the lowly Marlins, We're talking like last place Marlins. Mets need to beat the last place Marlins in. First inning, Glavine gets lit up. It's 7-0 in the first inning.
Man, that's pathetic.
I remember being like, is this real life? Like,
honestly, I'm glad you painted that picture because
But
I kind of forgot that.
What's even more embarrassing, like I said, I went by myself because I'm like, I got to be there.
A must win and you lose to the last place team like that? Glavine on the
game
mound?
Game 162.
Whew.
In and you win and you're
that's
in and you're
Mets
in.
That's a Mets tradition right there. Yeah, that's miserables. Mr. Met covering his face.
Danny
that's
G,
bad.
In all your Lakers, Dodgers, Raiders history as a fan, is there one time where you wanted to bury your head in the sand because you were embarrassed by something your team did?
One time. I mean, I could easily just point to last postseason for the Dodgers.
Oh.
One and done. You know, there was a lot of people pointing to the fact that they rested for too many days or on the shelf, but no excuses when Betts and Freeman were whiffing at the plate and it was just all bad. But I think back to being a kid, the last year the Raiders were at the LA Memorial Coliseum, all they needed to do was beat the Chiefs in their last home game, and they were in. Wild card, baby. Me and my friend Tim got all our Raider gear on. We got to the Coliseum early. We're there cheering on the Raiders, and they laid the biggest egg you could imagine. I remember us just almost in tears walking out of the LA Coliseum.
Danny, I can only imagine for you being that you were a little boy when we're talking Jim Plunkett, Marcus Allen days. You're a little kid.
Yeah.
As an adult, I think we were all convinced because they were a heavy favorite in the Super Bowl. When the Raiders lost to the Bucks, that was the chance for Tim Brown and Jerry Rice and Rich Gannon. That was a damn good team. That's a team looking back that should have won a Super Bowl.
All because Al Davis didn't want to pay Gruden that money.
That hurt. I'm guessing for you. Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, you could say, that's just history and it was meant to be. And you won so many World Series as a Yankees fan.
Are you
going
to bring up 2001?
No.
Oh.
I was going to say
that weak-ass Gonzalez hit.
Oh, the Gonzo hit right after 9/11.
They should have won that.
We're a month removed from 9/11. It's the only time ever where the casual person's like, yeah, maybe it's okay if the Yankees win because, you know.
You had Mariano Rivera on the mound, and I'll never hold it against him. He did so many great things. He's the GOAT. He's the best. We got to include his name on those GOAT conversations. Because to me, nobody better. So priceless. And Gonzo hits a bloop single, and you guys are pumped about that when New York needed it. Beat it with that. That was embarrassing.
I would have said for you, 0-4. You're up 3-0 on the Red Sox. But you could say, hey, that was
so
just
hard to forget both of those.
He's got maybe you attribute that one to like, yo, Red Sox, it's history. It is what it is. I don't know.
You know what was kind of embarrassing? Again, I want to leave it to you guys. Everybody has their own story, but just last year, because it was like a highlight, and then I feel like the Yankees tried to sort of downplay it a little bit. Danny G, you remember when Aaron Judge went busting through the fence against your Dodgers, and everyone was like so pumped about, oh, look at him. And I was saying, yo, he's like Herman Munster breaking through the door. And Aaron Judge busts through the fence at Dodger Stadium, and then he hurts his toe in the process. The Yankees were slaying it. Up until that point, if you remember, they were playing so well.
We forget
Judge
that
well.
We forget that the Yankees at one point were on pace for like 120 wins.
They crumbled.
Oh, I remember.
After that, dude, he couldn't find it. The Yankees stunk. He was hurt the whole season. They ended up 82-80. And look, that for the Yankees and for where they were prior to that, that was embarrassing.
No, it was the previous year they were on pace for 100 games. But yeah,
but it was supposed to be like a highlight that everybody loved. But that's what took Judge out for the rest of the season for the most part.
Yeah.
He was hurt for the rest of the year because of that with the toe injury. And just as a fight fan, so many things come to mind. I'll just give you one that I know you could imagine and picture in your brain. Because I remember like touting this dude as the guy that's going to do it. You remember when Victor Ortiz fought Floyd Mayweather?
Of course.
I remember thinking and telling all my buddies, yo, man, I'm telling you, Victor Ortiz is the real deal. He's the real deal. Because as a fight fan and as a Vato Loco forever, I'm like, he's the guy. He's going to beat, I'm telling you, man, he's going to beat Mayweather. And then if you remember, the fight got a little dirty, and then he started hugging and, like, apologizing to Mayweather.
And then Mayweather just knocked him out.
And do you remember, like, in the middle of a hug, in the middle of a, I'm sorry for the headbutts,
Mayweather
hit him, like, hey, protect yourself at all times. What a joke. His career was never the same.
No.
Great fighter, but embarrassing because I was telling everybody how great he was, and here he is trying to hug Floyd Mayweather in a big fight. So, look, everyone's going to have their own examples. The most embarrassed you were by people you rooted for, by your team, or maybe yourself. Like we said, Rich struck out in Sunday softball.
Yeah, it was
just this week. Just last night.
I was going to say.
So, in Tuesday softball.
I was going to say, unlimited high arc, I stood there, and I was like, oh, that ball's deep. And all of a sudden, it just dies, drops on the plate, and I'm like,
can I tell one quick story before we go to the phone calls? Because I want to take the heat off of you striking out in a fat guy beer league. Just kidding.
Only half the guys are
okay,
fat.
Okay, I'm kidding. And again, this is a dumb story, but Rich loves it, and it's dumb, and I'll make it quick. But in my primo of living my baseball life, I was like a freshman in college or whatever, senior in high school. I don't know. I was just coming off like an all-state sort of year in high school baseball, okay? I'm at the Jersey Shore batting cages, and I'm there with my high school girlfriend, and her entire family rolls up, and they come to pick her up or something. She's like, no, guys, wait, he's really good. And I had my girlfriend's entire family, mom, dad, sisters, like her uncle, everybody, like little kids were there watching me at the batting cage. And I don't know why, Rich, but I missed every single pitch. I don't know what
strike,
I got rattled.
Strike.
It's miss. I don't know what happened, but I'll never forget it. Like, dude, we're talking high school, but that's how embarrassed I was.
Well,
because they were all watching. Dude, I missed every pitch.
I mean,
every single one of them.
She had probably told her family.
Oh yeah,
my boyfriend Steve
he's
was
so
all
good.
He was all state in New Jersey. He's gonna be playing college baseball next year. Meanwhile,
was it in your head or
dude,
you just had a bad game?
I don't know what it was. It was no, it wasn't a game. It was a batting cage.
Oh.
Yeah, batty. But still, I just remember thinking, how embarrassing. Everybody's watching me, and I'm missing everyone.
I'm sorry. I was answering the studio
line.
So I missed the beginning of the story.
And I know it's the dumbest story, but it's like, I was supposed to be good, and everyone stopped to watch. And I
so you stunk
even
at,
make
practice.
At practice.
We're talking practice.
And it was so,
practice?
It was so like a mystery to me that I still remember it till this day, like how embarrassed I felt.
20-something years later, the embarrassment lingers.
I just felt so embarrassed in that moment because I couldn't even hit one.
Well, you're talking Jersey Shore. Let's go East Coast.
Let's go.
A little south of the Jersey Shore. Josh in Philly. What's up, Josh?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, buddy? What comes to mind for you, embarrassing moment as a fan? Like, you can't believe your team let you down. What's up?
Okay. Actually, first, could I say something about the wrestling you guys were talking about earlier with the championship?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead,
I brought
man.
Up Damian Priest fresh off of a big WrestleMania weekend. He was at Yankee
really
Stadium
quick.
Yesterday.
It's really quick. So basically, you got I think it's the World Heavyweight Championship. That's on Raw on a Monday night. And then you got the Universal Champion, which is on SmackDown on a Friday night. So that's
gotcha.
Basically how it goes.
Yeah, remember how when they separated Raw and SmackDown?
Is there one better than the other, though, or no?
I mean, Roman Reigns was like the top guy, and he had the Universal belt on Friday for SmackDown, so I assume that was the better one.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, you're in Philly. There was a lot of hype in Philly. WrestleMania, over like 150,000 people over 2 days. Pretty wild,
it
huh?
It broke records, yeah.
I actually got to go to SmackDown, which was the Friday before it started, but I just didn't have the funds to go to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So I wanted to because it would probably never come back to Philly again.
Hey,
but.
And viewership was up like 41%.
Can I guess your embarrassing moment as a Phillies fan, as a Philadelphia fan?
You can.
Okay. Is it when the Super Bowl was in reach and Jalen Hurts fumbled?
That's a horrible one, but no, that's actually not my one.
Okay, what's your one then?
Okay, so my one's not actually a particular moment. My one is that for the last 5 years, the 76ers have gone to the playoffs and just seem to have a quick exit. And I just wonder, are they going to have to rebuild before they actually even get to the finals?
I mean, I got to ask, are you still trusting the process?
they said 5 years ago that Doc Rivers said that this was going to be the future and Philly was going to be the next champion for basketball, and they haven't really gotten there yet.
Yeah, I think that slogan itself is embarrassing because it's like, well, we've trusted it, and now what?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the call, bud.
Thank you, man.
Trusting the process in Philly, listen, like Danny said before, we were talking about the Sixers. They're playing good basketball right now. Giannis, a little banged up. Who knows how he'll return? Will it be full strength? If Boston gets a little cold, you know, the Sixers have a shot, but
45 and 35. They're seventh in the East.
Yeah, you got that. That play-in really can mess you up. So, hey, we shall see. We got more Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. We're going to get to a bunch of stuff. We'll talk some more NBA. You and I had an interesting thought about jealousy.
Don't overhype how interesting it was.
There was an NFL thought, and it had to do with jealousy. Plus, we'll get to Midweek Major, all your headlines in the world of sports and entertainment coming up right here. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromise and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh! Are you a Thundercat or Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Hacksaw. Ho!
I thought you were doing more of a ho, Thundercat.
You know who looks like a Thundercat? Lionel Richie nowadays.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Al Pacino.
He's got a Thundercat hairdo. Don't mind if I do.
I love Lionel Richie. You know, I'm the guy that reinvested in American Idol. My wife and I started watching. And my daughter is 7, and she's like, I want to watch them sing. And we've been watching as a family, and I'll tell you what. It means nothing anymore because whoever wins American Idol is not a star. It's not like the Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, Daughtry
Speak
days.
Speak for yourself. I love Taylor Hicks.
But it's still a fun watch. Lionel Richie, speaking of his Thundercat hair, might be one of the most likable guys. Danny G, do you know anyone that would say they don't like Lionel Richie? I mean, the guy's a G.
No, you would have to be an interesting cat to not respect Lionel.
Like, there's something about him that's so old school likable. When he talks to the kids on Idol or any interview.
He's in the heart. Or, he's a legend.
If you watch that We Are the World documentary from the 80s, how he put the whole thing together, there's something so damn likable about Lionel Richie. Or as Michael Jackson called him in the 80s, Lionel.
You guys, was it yesterday you spoke about Phil Collins?
Yeah.
Looking and Huey Lewis, maybe the day before.
Yeah, it was like the day before, yeah.
I think Lionel's in that category too. When we were kids, he kind of looked like a middle-aged dude with a sweater tied around his neck, but he was a superstar.
You know what it is? There's some guys that look old young, so they never really age. Like, I saw a picture of Steve Martin from Father of the Bride, and he looks the same on Only Murders in the Building. It's like Steve Martin has looked like an old guy.
It's
for the last 45 years.
That point is a big part of his documentary.
I'm watching it. I watched the first part on Apple TV. We're live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. Covino and Rich in the fully electric EQS sedan from the Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale, available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at MBUSA.com/EQS. Wrapping up these embarrassing stories, Rich.
And you know what? These are sports stories and times.
They don't have to be, though.
No, because I have one that's not. So
yeah, me too.
We are talking about times where you were so embarrassed by the team you rooted for. Like, I'm embarrassed to be a fan of you.
I mean, we see the highlights of teams with bags on their head because they're so embarrassed by their team. That's really it.
If you were a Saints fan in the 70s or 80s,
yeah,
you may actually still somewhere in the attic have your paper bag you had on your head. The Aints.
It doesn't have to be sports related because, like I said, I got one last one.
Well, you know what? Let's see who has a more fun story because I have one and it's about you. It's about strip clubs and it's about hot wings.
Great. Let's hear it.
I can't wait.
Let's hear yours.
Let's go to Michael in Virginia.
Okay, then your story, then mine.
Yeah. Let's go. Michael, you're on. CNR, in for Dan Patrick.
Hey. Yeah, what's up? I guess the most embarrassing moment was Green Bay Packers against Seattle Seahawks, where Matt Hasselbeck said in the coin toss overtime, we want the ball, we're going to score. And the very next play, after the kickoff, he throws up interception and he takes it to the house. And to top it all off, you see him skidding across the sideline, to the sideline, eating grass. Trying, I don't know what he was trying to do, but that's got to be the most embarrassing ever.
Dude, that is definitely top tier. We'll take the ball. Win. Will ya? Sure about that? You sure about that? All right, so as far as embarrassing stories go, I thought of an old school Covino and Rich story. Now, you know, we're filling in for Dan Patrick. If you're new to us, we appreciate you dealing with us. We appreciate you listening. Covino and I have worked together long-ass time. Since we were in our 20s. We're in our 40s now. We're coming up on 20 years together. I started working with you when I was in my early 20s. I've known this guy longer than any woman I've ever dated or married. My buddy Chris hit me up with a story that reminded me of you. He's on a little trip with his family.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was panicking last night. He had a bowling night with his buddies. Steerake! He had a bowling night with his pals. And when he got home, he said he took a gummy he had never had before. So he said he started bugging out. His kids are sleeping. His wife's like, what's wrong with you? He's like, I'm good. Ah. He had like an anxiety attack brought on by a gummy.
Okay.
His car alarm kept going off. So he's like, is someone trying to rob me? He's freaking out. He's going into his driveway. He's like, what is going on? And I know my buddy, he's one of those guys that gets hung up on anxiety once in a while. Like, what's going on? He's freaking. His alarm's going off all night, and he realizes he left his bowling ball bag in the backseat of his car, and there are some cars that have an alarm that, so that you don't leave your kid in the car, it's like a sensor, and he didn't realize it. So the whole night, his car alarm's going off, but it's the kid's safety alarm.
Oh.
And it reminds me of a story.
Yes, I know where you're going.
The year was, what, 2019?
Wasn't that 2018? Yeah, it was pre-pandemic.
We are in Atlanta, Georgia. And when in Atlanta, when in Rome, someone's like, yo, you guys got to go to Magic City.
Well, we heard about those lemon pepper wings from Lou Williams back in the day. We heard how good they were.
We had listeners that were like, yo, we're taking you. We're like, you know what? I'm down.
You guys remember that story, right? The lemon pepper wings at this gentleman's establishment?
Oh, of course. It lives on in history.
But people really do swear by them. Like, no, for real.
So man. I said, you know what? If you're telling me we're going to go to a strip club in Atlanta and
have to try those wings
and have lemon pepper wings a la most NBA stars, I'm like, count me in. So Covino and I go to Magic City in Atlanta. And just to paint the picture, I got to let it be known, I was probably the only white guy there. Not that matters, but just to paint, you know, just to give you some painting strokes of the scene here.
I wanted to buy a boomerang bow tie, but they didn't have any.
So we go, not a magic shop. It's actually not
a magic shop, guys.
So we go in, and all of a sudden, as we're about to go in, Covino pulls like sort of a lame guy move. He wasn't driving. He had a couple drinks. He's like, I'm exhausted, bro. He goes, you know what? I'm going to take a nap in the car. Like, a nap in the car? All right, sure. So, you know, I was like, all right, whoever else is with us, we're going into Magic City. And all of a sudden, meow, meow, like, what is going on? Our car won't stop making these terrible alarm sounds. We go there, turn it off, go back into Magic City. Someone's like, yo, there's an alarm going off outside. What is going on? It's our rental car again. Turns out, same story. Covino laying in the back seat had some child safety feature that wouldn't turn off.
So I was forced to go into Magic City.
And you were forced to
get out. You were forced to eat wings.
You were forced to have some cheeks. And yeah. You were forced.
I was forced.
It was forced.
And by the way, speaking of, to wrap up embarrassing stories, I had a friend.
What's with the alarm?
I know. I felt like such a loser that night.
Why? For wanting to sleep in the car or causing a scene?
Yeah, both. Causing the scene. I'm the guy in the car. Had a friend who hyped his girlfriend or wife, I don't remember at the time, but hyped his lady friend up about tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at an exclusive venue. And he's like, yo, we're going to see the Chili Peppers. And they're playing at this small venue. It's insane. I can't believe I got tickets. And he hyped it up so much. And she's like, oh, my God. She told all her friends, I can't believe that he got me tickets to see the Chili Peppers. And when they got there, it was the Red Hot Chili Pipers. And it was a bagpipe group. I'm not even kidding you. It's a true story. It was a bagpipe group. And apparently they're good, but it's not the same when you planned on seeing Anthony Kiedis.
They could be the greatest bagpipe band of all time, but if you think you're going to see the Chili Peppers at a small venue,
I
don't think anyone's going to be hyped. Oh, it's the Chili Pipers.
Oh, the Red Hot Chili Pipers. Oh, I read it wrong. The Peppers. My bad. So embarrassing stories. That's our stories, and we'll take your phone calls on other stuff. There's other things to get to, man.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're waking up and you're wondering if there's any update in the world of Giannis, good news for Bucks fans. Achilles fully intact. Calf, little pull. So it seems as though it would be not advantageous for them to rush him back for the regular season. In fact, for the Bucks, might be better off getting that 3 seed and letting the Knicks maybe jump up to the 2, because you want to avoid the Sixers, in my opinion, at all costs early on. Do you really want to play the Sixers unnecessarily in an early round of the playoffs? Covino's mindset was, well, if you're going to be the NBA champion, you want to play whoever's in front of you.
I just don't believe that real competitors. Strategy matters, I get it, but guys who play with that mentality of we're the best and we're going to win, and you have to have that mentality to take it this far, ever really rely on that stuff. You know, it's like when in the fight game, they always say so-and-so scared of so-and-so. It's like they're not, because they have this belief that they're going to win. They have this belief that they're better. And I don't think that people want to take the back seat for any reason and take their foot off the gas.
If you're in baseball,
you have the ability to play half-assed?
But no, but what I'm saying, if let's say you're a baseball fan. Do you want your team playing
the
central winner who had 88 wins or the wild card with 100 wins? If you're an NFL fan and there's a division winner that's bunk at like 9-8.
I get it, but you who are not a professional athlete, right? You take bowling serious, meaning like if you're at a kid's birthday party, you're like, we're just having fun. But you're really competing with the other dads because your competitive side takes over.
Yeah,
if you're asking these dudes who bleed sports and bleed competitive nature, you think they're going to back off
I get what you're saying. If the average competitive guy takes mini golf with his girlfriend serious,
exactly.
You don't think NBA players
can let your kid win.
You don't think NBA players could step it up when need be. I'm just saying you always want the path of least resistance.
Yeah, and I mean, I get it. This sounds right. It sounds good.
You know, if you could play, if you're in the NFL and you could play the 9-8 mediocre team in the first round of the playoffs instead of the 11 or 12 win wild card that just happens to be in a tough division, you'd rather play the lesser team. Do you want to face Embiid and Maxey in the first round, or do you want to play the Pacers?
Well,
I think the answer is obvious.
Yeah, no, I get it, what you want. I get it. Now, based on Giannis, Rich, Giannis pulling muscles, the funny sentiment today is Ozzie Guillen saying, well, you can't pull fat, right? You can't pull fat. And it's all these dudes with muscles that are getting hurt all the time because they're tight.
Can't pull fat.
Does it matter? I saw a clip of Lenny Kravitz, of all people. Rock star Lenny Kravitz. Are you going to go my way? Who's 155 years old, but he's ripped like Jesus. This dude's shredded.
I think there's a... I think if you are a... I'm not making excuses for dads, but if you're a dad, you're talking about getting ripped. If you're a dad over 40, if you have abs and a full-time job, I question whether or not you spend time with your children.
Well, Lenny, you know, his daughter's all grown up now, Zoe Kravitz. There's a viral clip as of today. I saw it yesterday, but today it's gone even further viral, where he's at the gym, and he's on, like, a decline bench, and he's pushing up. It's got to be, I don't know, the weights look weird. They look a little suspect. Like, are they fake or what? But he's got to be benching 135. Looks like he has 245 plates.
Okay.
And he's doing sit-ups like a madman, like he's Don Draper.
Madman.
He's a madman. He's doing sit-ups while pushing out 135, but in leather pants. So I'm wondering, does it matter what you wear to the gym? I mean, that's absurd. He's a rock star. Does it matter, though?
I don't think you can wear leather pants.
No,
to the gym.
I'm not wearing leather pants anywhere, but it got me thinking, like, look at this guy. But I feel like there's so many dudes listening that go to the gym, but they don't care about what they're wearing.
Well, you know what? I sort of agree with that sentiment.
I think it matters.
You know what? We'll discuss next. Plus, again, NBA playoffs right around the corner. Talk a little baseball, a little of everything here on CNR.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. and I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, Covino and Rich. I have a question, filling in for Dan Patrick.
Look at my eyes, man.
You think Dan Patrick, back in the day, ever wore a pair of MC Hammer pants? Talking like late 80s, early 90s, Dan Patrick.
Why would you even be wondering about that?
Why, you have a photo?
I think it was more like a Curtis Blow members only jacket type, dude.
Yeah. I think Olbermann was more of a MC Hammer pants kind of guy back in the day. Again, we're live from the Mercedes-Benz studios. Covino and Rich in for the great DP way back on a Wednesday. Joel playing some old school MC Hammer, who got his nickname, fun fact, from Hammer and Hank. He was a ball boy for the A's. You know, the Sacramento Athletics?
Yes, I know them.
And you know, he was always around. He was a great ball player. And people will say, you look like Hank Aaron. And he became MC Hammer. Little fun fact. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Steve.
I hate to brag about it, but I have to. But I must. The Yankees have won 10 of their last 12.
Well, that's the whole season.
Yeah. of their first 12. And it's for the fourth time since 1920. Each of the other three times, 2003, 1949, and 1922, they won the AL pennant. So a great start matters. And let me enjoy it while I can.
Yeah.
So it's a good time to get involved, man. Get involved in baseball, basketball, NBA. And it's also a great time to hit the gym, get in shape. And just my random question before we get into our midweek majors and everything else during the show is, does it matter what you wear to the gym? Because I think it does. There's a viral clip today of Lenny Kravitz looking all ripped.
I don't think I'm going to the gym anymore. Ozzie Guillen has sort of changed my mind about the gym. If you missed that, take a listen.
John Kruk say, fat, never pull.
Fat, never pull.
I mean, are you taking fitness advice from John Kruk? He does make a point, though.
John Kruk and Ozzie Guillen are fitness experts.
And then they do go on to say that Ozzie never says it, but whoever else, I forget who he was talking to, says, yeah, you can't pull fat.
Fat, never pull.
Fat, never pull. So I may not go to the gym anymore, because as you see all these young star athletes getting injured.
But real quick, I just want to make one point, you know, to the Dan Patrick listeners who have this attitude of it doesn't matter. And look, I get it. There's more important things. But in today's world, it does matter what you wear to the gym. It really does. We had this attitude of like, you roll up looking like Adam Sandler. And I get it, right? You wear your huge basketball shorts, your oversized T-shirt. You wear your PJs, right? It didn't matter. I'm just here to point out, not that it's important, but in today's world, it does matter.
Disagree.
I don't know why, but it does, and people notice it, and it dates you so hard.
I disagree.
It makes you look like the old guy.
I disagree 1,000%.
I mean, you could disagree all you want that it's not important, but it matters in today's world.
Says
you're
who?
Wearing your weak-ass sneakers.
Says
you're
who?
Wearing your weak-ass, oversized, silky-looking, huge basketball shorts. Those things haven't been a thing since 2000.
But
it
again,
just shows to everybody you haven't bought a new pair of shorts in 24 years.
Who cares?
It makes you look like you're 75 years old.
To who? The bozos at the gym?
I'm just telling you, in today's world.
Why do you keep saying today's world?
Because that's the indicator that you're the old guy now. And you could be in denial
you
of that.
You picking up girls at the gym?
I'm just telling you it matters, bro.
Women don't want to talk to you at the gym.
I'm just telling you. Matters. Matters what you wear. And you know what? You can't splurge $8 next time you're at Costco to buy a pair of shorts that fit you right.
What time of day makes a difference, though? What time of day, though?
Time of day does make a difference because there's a time of day where, like, younger people are there. And I'm not saying you should try to fit in with younger people.
Sounds like you're saying that.
That's not my point. You don't want to look like you haven't bought anything new in 20 years.
All right, listen.
I mean, dude, I'm talking to the guy that wears sweatpants every day, hasn't worn jeans since the pandemic. So I'm not going to take advice from you, just like I'm not taking fitness advice from John Kruk. I'm telling you, from a younger perspective, it matters nowadays.
John Kruk say, fat, never pull.
Yeah, John Kruk told me fat, never pull.
Yeah, John Kruk never hit the gym.
Let me tell you something. If we're going to Vegas, if I'm going on a date night with my wife, if I'm going to an event at my kid's school, if I'm doing anything, I'm looking the part, I'm dressing nice, I'm breaking out the nice Jordans, I'm breaking out a nice jacket, I'm doing the right thing. The gym, to me, is the one place
where you could look like a hobo?
The one place where I'm okay looking like a hobo.
I'm not saying you should wear leather pants like Lenny Kravitz. That's ridiculous.
But I'm saying, I think the guy that's rocking sweet new, like, pressed Under Armour stuff and so Lululemon, what are you doing?
He's just going to sweat it out, right?
It's the gym.
But to tell me it doesn't matter is also false because I see other guys, right? Other dudes, let's just put it that
Stop
way.
Looking at dudes at the gym.
They're wearing like slacks on the treadmill.
Hold on.
Sometimes you forget, and I get it, right? Like, I've been there, like, where you forget. But there's a lot of dudes that just wear their slacks, like they're on their lunch break or something, and they go to the gym. It's like, yo,
that's,
what are you doing?
That's just inappropriate and embarrassing. If you see a guy doing bench press in jeans, or if you see a guy in his work pants.
Well, hats off for him for still working out if he forgot his clothes.
You know, Joel, I do think that sometimes as well. I'm like, well, you know what? The guy's still putting in the effort.
But I'm not getting on that bench after him.
My thought, though, is the gym is one of the few places on planet Earth where I don't care if you're judging me.
It's evident, Rich.
But who?
It's clear when people look at you and what everyone else is wearing.
Dude,
I'm just telling you, it matters nowadays.
I would never
buy new gym clothes.
I would never show up to
Rich
a work event.
Rich wears jeans to the gym.
I would never show up to a work event.
He wears jeans to the gym and sweatpants to work.
I think you're so off the money on this. I can't disagree with you more. But again,
we'll
probably disagree more next hour on a bunch of stuff. In for Dan Patrick. CNR.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.